Greetings from the Hill Country of Texas. This is J.D. Rose.
And I'm Sandra Phoenix.
We're inviting you to join us in our travels as we shine the spotlight on the best of Fredericksburg, Texas, and the surrounding Texas Hill Country with fun, engaging, interesting, and 100% authentic conversation.
Together, J.D. Rose and I, Sandra Phoenix, will visit the places and introduce you to the people that make Fredericksburg, Texas, and the surrounding small towns some of the most highly visited destinations in America.
All right, folks, it's that time. Time for the Fredericksburg, Texas podcast with J.D. Rose.
And Sandra Phoenix.
Sandra, gonna singing Sandra.
You know, all
Sandra,
I have
Sandra.
To do is show up. That's it. It's so great.
Hey, we've got a big one. We've got a good one today. We're excited. Got some good friends here in the studio. Is this a studio?
Sure it
Actually,
is.
We're in my kitchen. In my kitchen studio here. Paige Findlay, give it up.
Howdy.
The crowd goes wild. And Caleb Dale.
Woo! Come on.
This FBG.live.
Yes, sir.
FredericksburgTexas.live, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, FBG.live. We're going to talk about FBG.live, how that came to be. And again, we're going to talk about the 4th of July parade, too, because you and I get to broadcast the parade, Sandra,
Can
on FBG.live.
Yeah, we're really something, aren't we? That's
for a guy
exciting.
Who has a face for radio, thank you. And I got a voice for newspaper. Thank you. We appreciate
it. Come on.
We'll get to the 4th of July parade towards the end of the broadcast. But, guys, we want to talk about how FBG.live evolved, got started. That's what we like to do here on the Fredericksburg, Texas podcast. Hear people's stories.
Yep, absolutely. Always start out with just kind of, I just love to hear the little thing, the trigger, the how, you know, boom, there you are. Like, how did it start?
Sure, yeah. So Caleb and I got together and drew up these 10-year business plans. He was 12. Yeah. And so,
wow.
And we went and got a couple of $1 million loan.
Yes.
Yeah, and it went, no, not at all. Not at all. In fact, it's kind of a fun story to tell. Cause
we should probably start with you and I. Our daughters played softball
together. Yes, yeah.
Lots
of softball.
We did a lot of travel.
Started in 2015 playing together, back in August of 2015. And actually did some Little League way back in the day, but that was kind of their first time you and I got to coach together, and that was a treat. But yeah, so Maddie,
that's how we met.
Right. So Madeline was a freshman. This is the spring of 2017, and she was on the varsity team, and Mama couldn't make their first game of the season.
Talking Billies.
Yes, FHS softball. So it was spring of 2017, and we go to the game, and Lisa can't be there, and she says, I really wish I could be there for her first at bat, and she texted me or something, and I thought, hey, this new thing called FaceTime, let me try to FaceTime you.
Yeah.
And so I did. I FaceTimed her for Maddie's first at bat, and one of the other parents that was there saw what I was doing, and after Maddie's at bat was done, this lady came up and said, hey, would you mind, my husband can't be here, would you mind giving him a call when so-and-so comes to the plate? And I said, of course, yeah. So
So
it was FaceTime from the bleachers, trying to Zoom with my fingers, you know, it was all that. So it kind of built from there. By the next week, we had a little tripod and a mount for my phone on top of the tripod. And so
you created a link.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was this before you created that link?
Yeah. We used an app called Periscope. And you had to log in. You had to have a login and password, kind of get the app on your phone, and then folks could
watch. Vaguely remember.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was like right at the beginning of all this, broadcasting your pocket kind of thing.
Right.
And so people could log in from their computers as well. And so I think that summer they ended up going. I don't think this was the Ella and Madeline team just yet, but that summer Maddie was on the junior Little League team. They went to Abilene with Archie into the little state championship there, and broadcast a full game from there using the Periscope app, and it kind of blossomed from there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely very cool. You know, it's so funny you say about Little League and broadcasting and all that. I'm pretty sure you weren't there for the game where I'm like, smack the H-E-double-L toothpicks out of that ball, Nick. You know, and the parents like attacked me and threw me off them. You're not supposed to swear during Little League. And I'm like,
oh, you didn't spell
excited.
It like that?
You didn't spell it out? No, I didn't spell it. But anyway, well, there's my Little League story. You know, I just have to chime in with all the sports that I can possibly come up with there. But, you know, I get that, how fun it would be and how heartbreaking, too, to not see the first one. So it makes total sense to me.
Yeah.
And just trying to help Mama out. Talking about Billy softball, so then that's kind of where this evolved from. Let's move to Billy softball real quick. The year they went to state, 2019, you created another link called United Live.
Yeah, by then we had a little website. And so that 2015, we put together that all-star team, and then that became United Softball. And then by 2017, when I kind of figured this Periscope thing out, we created United Live, and then we started doing all of the United Softball games during the summertime and the fall. We started putting, you know,
no announcers, just camera.
Yeah, just a camera on the back of the fence, and we created a website that would stream to that website, so all the parents that couldn't go to Dallas or Houston or Texarkana or wherever we were playing, they could tune in and watch their daughters play on that, and it would go live over a cellular connection.
Really cool.
And then,
so then the I guess it was what year was that, JD, that they went to the state?
2019.
2019. So 2019, that's the spring of 2019.
This is high school ball.
Yeah.
Now, Billy's.
And so at this time, United Live had started doing like a one or two camera set of the softball games. And JD and Archie had been doing the radio broadcast on Texas Radio, texasradio.net. And we're at the, I think it was the regional final game in Dripping Springs. And I think the first game United Live carried, and then they were going to play the best of, it was a best of three. And so they had two games on that Saturday. And right before that second game, JD and I are looking at each other going, you know, why are we doing this separate? I'm not very good at commentary, way too much coach in me to do, you know, to be a good commentator.
You aren't critical.
I was highly critical. My dad.
Was that sarcasm?
Yeah, I remember dad saying, you can't say that. You know? It's like, well, it's true. It doesn't matter if it's true.
She struck out 20 times this year.
Yeah.
Did you see Sandra? She can say it, I can say it, right?
Some bad noise. Yes. No, I'm kidding.
I actually did say so-and-so leads the team in strikeouts. My dad's going, son, you can't say that. So JD's got a quarter-inch output from his mixer and says, dude, use this. And so I plugged that into our switcher, and now we've got fantastic commentating with Archie and JD. And
JD doesn't say that kind of stuff?
No, he's smart. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to keep his job. So that's how the partnership with JD and came along. And then
we joined forces. TexasRadio.net. You created
and United Live.
And Billy's, or that was United.
Yeah.
Live. But Coach Moffitt kind of helped
birth the Billy's Live.
Birth the Billy's
Live.
He goes, United Live.
So you were doing. You had been doing this Coffee with Coach thing for years on Texas Radio.
I think 11 years.
Is that how long you've
been? Really? Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. I know you were like at Barefoot or whatever, right? Yeah. And you would do coffee, but I had no idea.
Our first show was on KNAF when I was still there.
Oh, okay. That explains it.
And then that's how Coach Moffitt and I met. And then I branched off on my own.
Right.
With TexasRadio.net. And then we...
Yeah.
So you were
kind enough to carry it over, follow me over, so to speak, at TexasRadio.net.
And
I covered Billy Sports for a good long while. So joining forces.
Well, that's a good segue, I think, because that's something that's not being stated here, if people are not familiar with the show, is that you're now jumping outside of softball.
Yeah, that was the mess.
That's a football game day show.
Yeah.
And so the trick being, United Live makes sense for softball because a lot of the same girls are playing club ball together that are also playing high school ball together. So it's a lot of the same crowd. All of a sudden, you're stepping into something new.
Volleyball as well. Raymer had asked to start doing volleyball,
And all of a sudden, it's like, well, now...
United, the label United Live does not fit, because this is Billy's Sports.
And ESPN was taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We tried that one. And BSPN was taken as well.
And we'll get to the FBG.live part. We're just trying to get everything set up, because what you guys do with your cameras, and you know, I've complimented you on several podcasts
Thanks for that.
On the work y'all do from the visual well, side of things.
That's another, I think, interesting point. I'm going to back up to move forward here, too, is that as you were telling the story page, I was thinking about the fact that a lot of these things, I don't say are unique to you as if no one else does them, but you had done web design before. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about building the United Live website, it's not like, oh, I'm going to figure out how to build websites. That was not new.
Yeah.
And so whenever I first looked at that website, I was like, oh, this is very Paige Finley. I could have not known that it was United, like that you had built that site, been there and been like, I bet you Paige Finley built this site.
Wow.
And also the fact that Paige has been a big part of the Apple ecosystem from, I don't know, maybe before Steve Jobs, or was it slightly after?
The second time Steve.
Right. So FaceTime being a thing that's part of the Apple ecosystem is part of what made that so intuitive,
right,
to make that
right.
work for you, that somebody that's not working in that platform, it would not have necessarily been like, oh, I can solve this problem this way.
Yeah.
And so those pieces of the puzzle fit together in a very you way that is not, that's very unique to you. That if I'm hearing this story from the outside and don't know you, I'm like, well, how did you know to do that? And how did you put this together? It's like, well, Paige Finley has been doing most of those things. Obviously not Periscope, right?
Right.
And then there's, you know, a piece of the puzzle on top of piece of the puzzle. The deeper you get, the harder it gets. And of course, you know, done none of those things before. But the very core pieces of what started it was something that was not like novel to you, though it might have been novel to a lot of other people.
Right.
It was like a puzzle. It's just slowly the pieces started getting together. And I think that's how you and I came together. It was another piece of that puzzle.
So, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So, you're there and you're figuring it out, and Mama gets to see the first at bat.
Right.
And then you bring in JD.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Coach Moffitt. And I think this is a kind of important part of the story. Coach Moffitt says, what is this again?
Yes.
What does he say?
Yeah. So, we're doing like one of the final coffee with coaches of that seat. That next, so the girls were playoffs 2019. That's the spring.
Right. 2019.
Okay. So 2020, it would have been in the fall. So I'm thinking November, December-ish, right at the end of the football season. So it had to be like maybe even the end of October. I don't remember. But we're doing volleyball now on United Live.
Mm-hmm. This is still 2019, though, I think, though, yes?
Fall.
Fall
of 2019. Yeah, thank you. So fall of 2019. And we're doing this Coffee with Coach show. I've asked JD, hey, can I team up? And we do video and Texas radio, you know, United Live and Texas radio. And so that was kind of the simulcast. And then the United Live label really, it started Moffitt. I was like, where can we find this again?
Yeah.
You know, this just doesn't fit. It's Billy's Sports.
Right.
And so we're having this United Live label. So we're getting into basketball season. Coach Groner reaches out and says, hey, would you be willing to do basketball? And I think, well, yeah, that'd be fantastic. And then reach out to Coach Kamen. And Kamen and I didn't know each other very well, so it was a real risk for him. He's like, hey, I think that would be fine. So at that point in time, we're moving now from football and volleyball into basketball, and I'm thinking this is an opportunity for kind of a line in the sand, fresh start, and the .live domain had just come online.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
And so it's like, well, instead of united-live.com,
right,
we could just be united.live. Well, that was gone, fortunately.
Yes.
And now it was like, well, what about Billy's?
Yeah.
Billy's.live.
Right.
And that was available. Not Billy Eilish.
Which, yeah, yeah.
Right. All the time.
Available.
Yeah. Yeah. But Billy's.live. So that's, and then basketball season, it was now Billy's.live and TexasRadio.net. That was kind of the simulcast. And that's where the three of us really got connected. Right.
Yeah. That was morphing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The domain thing is also kind of, I think of as a unique Paige Finley thing, in that you had built websites that were not .com websites before, yes?
Right, yes, yeah. So when we saw the .live, it was like,
again,
that fits perfect. Fits,
yeah, exactly. You're thinking in that way, in a way that a lot of people are thinking, like, it's got to be .com or .org. I don't even know anything else.
And then
yeah.
for Billy's Live, it made sense for us to partner up. Some sponsors, you know, that I brought to the table. Of course, your knowledge with the web and the camera.
As it worked out, looking back on it, we go, oh, my gosh, you know, this was a tough season.
It worked out, yeah.
But Caleb and I, within one day, we both lost our jobs.
Yeah, we found ourselves unemployed.
Within the same, like, November 1st, October 31st.
Wow.
So, yeah. And then
2019.
No, like, isn't it crazy how God works?
Yeah. A week later, we're sitting.
Because I had thought about reaching out because I kind of knew what was going on, but we hadn't chatted in a while. And I thought, I should reach out to Paige. And I was like, I'm sure his life is a mess and slammed right now. I'm not going to pile on to that.
It was.
Right. Let me bring my burdens to you. Yeah. Was not top of the list.
Two messes. Right. Let's go.
Can you find me and you?
Right. Exactly. Right.
It's not asking too much, is it?
So, but I was chatting with Cody Carnett at the time. We had been running around together a little bit, and he had been rubbing shoulders with you to some degree at the same time as well. And I had that piece of the conversation with him. Like, I thought about reaching out to Paige, but I'm not going to. Here's why. And then I think he was like, interesting. I'll do it for you.
Yeah. And, sounds like Cody.
Basically like brokered a meeting. He was like, hey, Paige wants to meet. You should meet him tomorrow on Saturday.
These stories are cool for me too. That's why I'm glad we're doing this. Yeah. I'm learning a few things too about how all the FBG.live got going and everything like that. So this is cool.
Okay. So just to, you know, help me get on track here. You came into the picture.
This man is phenomenal with a camera.
Right.
Any kind of camera. And so I wasn't.
We'll talk about angles for the July 4th. But anyway, did you come in, like, did this all happen when it was FBG.live?
Well, FBG.live didn't exist at the time.
Yeah.
So this is during the morph between United Live and Billy's Live.
That's what I was
saying. I had met with Paige. We met after this time and basically sat on the floor in this empty room and said, what are you going to do? I don't know. What are you going to do?
Right.
Just kind of talked for a good chunk of time until we were out of time. And I was like, well, I guess I should probably go say hi to my wife or something. then kind of slowly started mixing what we were doing together. It was still United Live, but I remember those conversations happening where Paige was like, I think I need to rebrand this. I'm not sure what to do. And we started kind of just having conversations about that. And I was like, oh, well, this is what I would do. And tell me more about this relationship and so on and so forth.
It's so important. That name is great. But it's, you know, like Best of Fredericksburg. I mean,
yes.
Who doesn't want to be in that, right? I mean, but FBG.live is perfect because it's such a huge umbrella,
right?
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't limit you. Like maybe that, if I'm understanding the story right, the United did.
Yeah,
right?
You're exactly right. Yeah, just
United Live was intended for a specific purpose, which was to support United Softball and was doing that thing.
Right.
And it was just a natural evolution of like, well, I'm doing this thing already and more people want it.
Right.
Is what Paige is doing. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait.
And then Billy's Live just, we're so blessed because it just exploded.
Girls basketball.
Exploded. Right.
That was when it really exploded.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like February or March. I don't remember. It was February of 2020 now.
State run themselves.
Yeah. And did phenomenal in Kingsville. And that's when we had the Billy's Live t-shirts.
Yes.
You know, we're all
smart.
Up there together.
Yeah.
And we're doing this simulcast thing. And I felt, I mean, looking back, that to me, that's when it felt like, okay, this is something solid that we can build on. And that was already in February. So by this time, FBG Live had Caleb and I had gotten together and said, hey, we should do this beyond just Billy's sports.
Right.
And let's take this to, there's so much going on in Fredericksburg all the time.
Right.
At least there was at the time.
Yeah.
There was at the time.
Yeah. We're about a month away from nothing.
So that's what I was going to ask. Because this is like February, right?
Right.
Until March.
Month
we're
before.
Knocking on the door. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So okay. We're always kind of interested. Right, we ask everybody just about, like, all of a sudden, here's COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's back up a step maybe, because the best COVID story from FBG.live, I think, is a Cordially Invited Live story, which is a broadcast we do specifically special events. So
we had started
doing weddings. That was something that I had done before. That was kind of one of the pieces of the puzzle that I was like, well, obviously we should try to live broadcast weddings, which is kind of a new idea. I don't know, at least at that time, anybody in the marketplace that really did that. My aunt actually grabbed me a New York Times article after COVID had kicked in that was like, hey, check this crazy idea. You can still get married and broadcast your wedding. As if like the New York Times was like, oh, new idea. So if it's new to them, it's probably new to everybody. So there were some difficulties there making that pitch to people, hey, you should do this at your wedding people are like, I should do what at my wedding? Yeah. Like, that's not what my sister did. That's not what my mom did.
Right. Yeah. And we had already done December 5th, yes. I believe, was our first one together. So this is now 3 months later, his aunt's giving him this article.
Right.
Wow.
In March. And
somebody from the New York Times is down here spying.
Perhaps, yeah, perhaps.
But it was then a hard sell.
Yes.
And it still is because it's still people... In their minds, they think live streaming and they associate it like FaceTime with a cell phone or a
like
iPad.
The advent of what was happening, right? Like the beginning of the whole thing.
Which is not what we do.
Right. This is cordially invited
live. Okay. Yeah, so we were developing that at the same time as the transition to Billy's Live happened.
Mm-hmm. And FBG Live.
And FBG Live.
Yeah. The three of us even teamed up on informing Fredericksburg for a while.
Yeah, that's coming in March.
6-7 episodes.
Yes. So that's a COVID. So let's get, there's this one story. So COVID hits.
Yeah.
Everybody starts going crazy. All the events start canceling.
It worked.
Yes. Well, it actually looked like it was going to get us new work immediately because there was one specific, there was a wedding in town that they reached out and said, hey, we have to get this out to people. They were going to do it a day early because... There was a judge.
Because the lockdown. Here in
they were shutting
here in
it down
County.
Like, on Saturday morning. And so like, we're going to bump it back a day. Do the wedding on Friday instead of Saturday. Can you broadcast it?
Wow.
And then we can still have our event. And we were like, great. This may pan out well for us if these kind of things work for us.
Right.
And within 24 hours, we booked the gig, went out, looked through how we were going to set up all the
cameras, and
then canceled the event. It was like, oh, yeah. Oh, no.
It was going to be a Saturday 8 p.m. lockdown.
Yes.
The Gillespie County said 8 p.m. and then they changed it to 8 a.m. And so this couple ends up not being able to do the wedding. And it was kind of a heartbreaker.
Yeah. Super bummer for them. Also, obviously, kind of a bummer for us and a bit of a telltale of like, this is going to be the coming months of business trying to do these kinds of things as events are maybe on, maybe off.
Right.
And that's when
we wanted to work. We
And
we actually got conjured up a few sponsors.
Right.
Yeah.
We made a few dollars to put some bread on the table.
So we were doing those shows and how can we best inform the community about what's going on with this COVID thing? And Dr. Parton from Hill Country, he's the chief medical officer at Hill Country Memorial. Okay. Yeah, we actually created another website, informingfbg.live.
Okay.
So at the time we thought, oh, let's do all these different channels for all these different shows that we want to do.
Uh-huh.
And Caleb later pointed out, this is messy. And so we kind of cleaned that up and tried putting the majority of it under the heading of fbg.live. But back to those shows, it was a mix, I think, of two things. One was, what's going on in this world?
Right.
And so you have a community asking
Fear.
A lot of questions.
Yeah.
Where are they going to go for those answers?
Right.
We had the same questions.
Yeah.
Where we would go is probably where most would go. So why don't we ask them to come on a show that we put together? And Jeff Styles was kind enough to loan us his guest house that nobody was staying in, right? Because it's COVID.
Right.
Nobody's
right.
going
yeah.
anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, they're B&B. And we turned it into a studio and did a weekly, twice a week show there for 3 weeks. And I think it was
very helpful. Was still in the 2 weeks to slow the spread chunk. Like people were thinking, oh, this will be over in a month.
Yeah,
I've been in this business a long time broadcasting, but there was a lot of pressure because people wanted me to play hardball.
Ask the hard questions.
I really had to find balance here. I had to search real deep and real hard. And Caleb and I had tons of conversations while Paige is doing all his technical stuff. He and I just had so many conversations.
You mean about the Dr. Parton interview?
All of them.
Yeah. Mask, no mask, government, no government. What's going on?
Right.
Well, we were even wondering, they're closing some businesses at that point in time. And we're saying, what happens to us?
Yeah. Right.
Because in some ways.
And that was kind of the universal question.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I think to some degree, we were kind of saying, well, maybe this show is something valuable to us that'll allow us to keep our foot in the door, because if we're providing this service to the community and giving an outlet for, especially with the Dr. Parton episode that got a lot of hits really quickly, hey, if we're helping the hospital get its message out, surely we get to keep doing that at least.
Right.
But we didn't know how long the show would last.
Mm-mm. Well, if you knew any of the rules.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, who
what
knew
rules?
Any of the rules?
Yeah, they were being written as we were doing the shows.
Right.
We were kind of presuming this will pivot out of a COVID-style show, as it were, within weeks, because this thing will blow over. It's really important now. But what do we do next was one of the questions that we were kind of strategizing about.
Yeah.
Eventually, people won't want to hear from Dr. Parton as much anymore. Whereas right now, he's the guy that everybody,
yeah, everybody
wants
needs
to
hear from him. Yeah.
Yeah. 6 weeks from now, surely people don't care, which was not true. We could have interviewed him every week and we probably would have been more successful, honestly. But who knew?
Right.
In Billy's life, COVID was a blessing in disguise. I mean, I know that's weird to say. For Billy's life, we were able to broadcast these games when there was no butts in the bleachers. Really catapulted Billy's life.
Yeah, JD, I almost forgot about that.
Tell the technicalities of football, because that's so true, it was illegal prior to COVID for us to broadcast football.
So you
that's what I was going to say. You finally got permission.
Yeah, we couldn't have. That was COVID. That. COVID did that for us.
Yeah, wow. Dave Campbell and UIL kind of owned the rights to all broadcast, if you will, of Texas high school football.
Who did?
Dave Campbell, Texas Football Magazine. So COVID came and, you know, they didn't want people in the seats, wanted to limit participation there. We kind of skipped over graduation, but that was another piece. But anyway, softball season gets cut and all of a sudden we don't have any work. That's when FBG Live spawned off the Informing Fredericksburg. And now we get to May and the students want to graduate. So, hey, let's do it on Billy's Live. And that way parents can stay home, families can stay home. Right. Nobody gets COVID, but the students can still come. And so, wow, I think there were 4.7 thousand people watching
that,
which was
so important.
Wonderful for us. But at the same time, have you ever tried to cover a football field? A softball field's one thing. Yeah. But trying to get enough cameras on the field to cover 100 yards, that took all the technical to another level.
Yeah, and Paige joked early on in this about the $1 million loan that we didn't take out. So we're literally like scraping together pieces and saying, okay.
Honey, I sold the car.
Right. Yeah. How much can I afford to not take out of this that we can buy more cameras, buy more fiber optic cable, be able to build out? Because we literally, I mean, the system that you had still in place with United Live, there's
Periscope.
Probably almost none of those things are being used anymore.
Right. No.
Yeah.
No.
Over time, replaced everything.
Wow.
Or upgraded or started, you know, added completely new pieces of the
puzzle. Right. Right.
Wow.
So, yeah, come fall of 2020.
Here comes football.
Right. Yes. And they're not going to, and all of a sudden the UIL says, we'll allow broadcasting.
Is there a time where they're going to say, we don't allow it anymore?
Good question.
You know?
Yeah, so we were very concerned about that last year, because last year was year two.
Right.
And lo and behold, they decided, and I think they heard from the fan base.
Yeah.
Please let alone. This. Yeah, because grandparents can't always attend. Parents have to travel sometimes. You have family out of town. Next thing you know, we're doing this, the second football high school football game in the nation. So the first game is at San Angelo.
Yeah. That's where it was. It was in San Angelo.
It was at their football stadium.
Yes. First football game of the year in Texas.
Yeah,
nation.
Yeah, second. And the only reason it was second is because the other game started on the East Coast.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, at 7 o'clock. So they started 6
where
o'clock.
Where football's not quite as big of a deal.
Yeah. Should have, like, sent in a distraction.
Kick the sprinklers on.
Yeah. Oh, we're sorry.
So, so we're the second high school football game in the nation.
But the first in Texas.
First in Texas. And I don't know that the first one was a complete broadcast. I don't know.
Yeah.
But ours was. And, man, we were... we got there early, set up all day long.
Oh my, I forgot all about that. Chaos.
Ran fiber all over this football field.
Yeah. Pulled
the trailer.
Was that the one where the power went out? Or was that a different?
No, you're right.
The entire power grid that the whole stadium was on went out.
Yeah.
Oh no.
An hour and a half before the game.
4:30 in the afternoon, we're all sitting there going, okay, let's test cameras.
And then
no power.
Black. Everything gone. I forgot about that.
Let's
there were so many, not just little ups and downs, but like massive ups and massive downs. That was one of those. Like, I think we're not doing anything.
Incredible newscasts were
using
their Billy's Live clips of complimenting their camera work.
Wow,
complimenting the broadcast.
So
as
they were
kind
of taking pieces of it then.
Right, they're gathering clips to show you know, Texas high school football's back.
Well,
and so what are they going to show people at the 10 o'clock news?
Yeah, I was going to say, did the news pick it up? That's what you're saying,
yeah,
right?
They picked up bits and pieces of our broadcast. KSAT made, you know, some just like...
Don, I can't remember Don's last name, but he said, those high school kids sure do a great job. I guess he thought it was the high school, remember?
Yeah, and in fact...
about you guys.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, and some high school kids were on cameras. Olivia was on camera. We had one junior high kid was on one of the cameras.
But it was a huge compliment to
yeah,
the,
it was super
broadcast.
Kind.
And I've got a shout out to Coach Tim Kamen and Coach Randall King, the football broadcasters. I've been
Amazing.
Working with them for 10, 11 years. They were on TexasRadio.net.
Were they part of all this? Like,
yeah,
they're the commentators.
Okay.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
And they're the. I always say they're the best football announcers in the state, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and it's not
I will stand by that.
I know these guys, and therefore I'm complimenting them. They really are top notch.
Wonderful.
And huge help and very professional.
So with all these things being said, we're very grateful how the community of Fredericksburg has accepted Billy's Live. But now I guess we're to the point where we can start talking about how FBG.live was born. Now we're at FBG.live, right? So if I can explain it, and you correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
It's FBG.live is like the flagship station.
The mothership. There you go.
And then you have channels.
Right. Of which
you got ESPN, and then you got ESPNU. You've got ESPN2.
Yeah. Yes.
So you have other channels, and Billy's Live is a channel.
Yeah, the main channel.
High School, you do some things for Heritage as a channel.
Once Upon a Time, yeah.
Cordially Invited is a channel.
Right.
So there's all these different channels.
Okay.
Yeah, Shudders.
We haven't even touched on funerals at all.
Yeah, and that was big during COVID because nobody wanted to come.
Right.
Did one last night in Comfort for Shudders, yeah. A relationship with Brian Shudder and the folks at Shudder, Sean Dance and Michael Whitley, it's been phenomenal. And
Shudders has always been fabulous.
This is fascinating to me because one of the things that kind of catapulted me to Texas was a friend of mine died, and his funeral was there, right, at Shudders. But I'm in Michigan.
Right.
Right? And so I'm working at a store. Luckily, it's my sister's store. So I just put closed for the funeral of a friend. And sat there, and I had to listen to it on someone's cell phone,
right.
Which was awful,
right.
You know, and I'm going, oh, what did that, and they're trying to tell me. So this, I think, is a very important, I would have loved to have watched it, actually, you know.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. It's one of those pieces of the puzzle that I still can't quite wrap my mind around, and granted, it's, you know, a product that you're a part of, it's hard, you know, it works in your head and it doesn't necessarily work in everybody else's. But when I got married 2015, we had a relatively low budget wedding, but I would have literally doubled our budget to have been able to live broadcast.
Yes.
We had a short engagement and just say, hey, all the family that can't be here, you get to participate in some extent.
Right.
I would love to gift that to you with whatever dollars it takes.
Right.
And funerals the same. It just only makes sense to me.
And they can find all that at FBG Live.
Yeah.
I mean, all of those come to the same, you know, it all funnels in the same direction.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, FBG.live.
But it is one of those products, like you were saying, that seems intuitive. Like everybody, if you can think back, has had some need like that for a funeral where it's like, well, but of course, why would you not do this?
Yeah. Right.
It may be worth mentioning here, too. It's weird the way we measure how well things are going.
That's true.
So for Billy's Live, it's all about number of views. So if you think about family gathered around a television set that maybe couldn't travel to San Angelo, but there's 10 people in their house, they have friends over, or here at Pioneer in Fredericksburg, they'll put it on the big screen, and people will come watch there. Well, that counts as one view.
Pioneer Bar.
Yeah. That counts as
one view,
but how many eyes? Yeah, you got 30 people watching. That's 30 set of eyes, but only one view. Now, all that to say is our sponsors naturally want to know how many people are watching. Get to see our ads. So when we say, like at the Pleasanton Fredericksburg football game this past fall, there was 8,100 people watching that game, but that's 8,100 devices.
Right.
How many people are watching those 8,100 devices?
Right.
We figure a good, solid, and conservative number is probably around three.
Okay.
Three people on average. Uh-huh. So that's, you know, 24,000 people probably watching that broadcast for the sake of our sponsors. Now, sponsors love to hear that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we measure how well things are going in a football game or a sport by the number of views. Completely different at a wedding or a funeral.
Right.
Because it's the one person the one special person last night, the funeral in Germany.
Right. Who cares how many views there are if it gets to the person that
A son was too sick to attend his father's funeral last night in Comfort.
Come on, geez.
He was able to put together a slideshow for his dad that we were then able to put on the air while he's at home sick watching his father's funeral.
That's just so valuable. I mean, everything you do is valuable, but I'm glad that we, you know, I love to talk talk down to
eight views. Eight views on that, but eight incredibly important views to that family.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, I still remember standing there, right? And I even dressed up.
Yes.
I had a black dress and pearls, and I'm all by myself, 1,500 miles away.
Right.
Right. Going, what was that again?
Right.
I think that's brilliant. And, you know, also with the sports, you know, it's just so valuable. And I think as a sponsor of something like this, then you just have to overlook the numbers aren't everything.
Well, it depends, right? Like Paige was saying, for the sports, they might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in these other events,
it's your local sports.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
A perfect example is probably the stock show.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Because now you have a limited audience.
Right.
Except that audience is somewhere in between those 8,000 people at a football audience and the one or two special ones at a funeral or wedding.
Right.
It's somewhere in between there. But all of those are grandparents and parents.
Yes.
People at work that can't get off to go watch their daughter or son show a chicken or rabbit or whatever.
I
feel like your entire channels, plural, are going to grow and have. And I'm glad FBG.live is becoming so community-oriented. So my next question is going to be, obviously, we're going to talk about the 4th of July parade in a little bit. What plans do y'all have for FBG.live? I know you're doing stock shows.
Mm-hmm.
You've done already some parades, the 175th.
Right.
You covered that entire 175th.
Oh, my gosh. You must be.
Didn't every event?
So every event had a FBG Live rep there. We photoed and put together a photo slideshow of the ones that we weren't there to do a live broadcast of. But I think we did 7 total live broadcasts.
Wow.
And so it was great. I mean, it's a ton of fun. And I tell you, I've learned more about our community since taking this job. Because not just the 175th, but also the civic events in town, the government event meetings, the STR meetings there for a while that the city was doing. Now, those are things that they wanted to not only have on public record, for
forever
safety.
There were some legal issues early on whenever they were saying we can't have people, but legally we have to have public access. How do we do that?
Yep. The sound has to match the mouth that's moving so we don't accredit the wrong person saying something. And COVID was the piece of that. They couldn't just listen. You had to know who said that.
Wow.
And the only way to know who said that was video.
Yeah.
And so the words had to match. They had to sync the video so that people would know, okay, that person really did say
which
that.
Which seems like not a big deal, but it's an oddly more difficult problem to solve a lot of times.
Well, and that's your part, right?
Latency?
Yes.
Right?
That's the word for it.
Oh, is that when you watch that annoying show and like their mouth is moving? And
watch a Godzilla movie.
Yeah, exactly.
They say.
I just watched one this morning.
Yeah. Most of the good Jackie Chan movies.
Yeah.
Latency City.
That's right.
So that's where you come in, though, really, right? Is keeping all of that
It depends. I mean, we're building out a system for most. So I'm thinking specifically of the first city council meeting that we did, which was quite a chore. I think there was also, that was maybe the
Gillespie
second
County.
One. I was going to say at the same time
the
where they overlapped or something. Where we're literally building out, so like a TV station builds out their system and it's, you come sit down and run it every day.
Right.
Whereas for most of these events, we're building a new system.
Right.
Now we're using the same pieces of the puzzle, but it's electronics. So you plug the same stuff in the same way and some days it just doesn't want to play ball.
Like the football game.
That's right.
At first.
That's right. Yeah. Well,
Yeah, no power.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
We started bringing backup batteries after that. Yeah. We did. We learned real
get
quick.
Get your car and go.
That's right. We don't need your stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And these two are incredible about just upgrading. It's a continual upgrade with these two.
Well, you would have to. I would imagine that would be part of the gig.
Process.
Right.
Yeah. To answer your question, JD, the civic stuff, doc shows, we made our first go at a car show. The Rotary Club did the car show a couple weeks back. We learned a lot. Usually we do 2 broadcasts before we feel like we've got this piece figured out. And so that was our first run at the car show. Had some technical difficulties that kept that from broadcasting well that we learned a lot from and look forward to improving on the next time. But, yeah, there's a lot of annual events that go on here in our community that we're thinking, gosh, FBG Live could, even if it's just a snippet, you know, some of these events go on starting today, for example, and we'll go all weekend. Well, obviously, we can't live stream the whole thing, but there's probably some portion of that that's very important to the community that they'd want to be able to show or see.
Like and the 4th of July parade.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
They're perfectly in for
yep,
that.
She's good. She's good.
That's why she makes the big bucks.
Yeah, I'm free.
So, yeah, so we're excited. Thank you for inviting Sandra and I to the broadcast. We're looking forward to it. So July 4th. Parade starts at 10.
I think we'll come online at 10 and with YouTube.
Yeah,
that'd be great. We're very much looking forward to that. And so the parade, yeah, it does go east before it comes back west. We'll be at the fire station. Thank you, fire folks. Yeah, the chief business has been
so
terrific.
Fabulous. Is that the balcony?
Yeah. There's two of them up there, and one kind of faces Mark Plotz. The other faces Main Street. And so y'all will be on the Main Street one. It's going to be great. We should have a four camera set, and broadcast trailer will be parked down below. The city has been so good to work with. Eric Whiting with the IT department. But JD mentioned earlier, I think Caleb did too, about the community support of Billy's Live. This community has really supported FBG Live.
Yeah.
And when we needed cones, we would call Leslie down at the city, right? I mean, when we needed any, people want this to go well. I think they all realize this is something we enjoy, we want to get behind, we want to be a part of.
Right.
And man, you talk about blessed.
Yeah.
Caleb and I, just since we started this thing, we have said several times together, it's weird how people want to volunteer or want to be a part and want to help.
Yeah.
Right.
It's been such a blessing. Like this, for example, this podcast right here, you Decent two point. Opening your doors to letting us be a part of this today. I don't know how to put words to that, but.
Well, I think the city of Fredericksburg, and when I say city of Fredericksburg, I'm talking townsfolks, I'm talking
the community
city office, I'm talking community.
Right, community.
Needs this.
Yeah. Mm.
We need this. You need to jump aboard on this, folks.
Right.
Thanks,
well,
JD.
Yeah, it is. It is a very needed thing, and you know. But the other thing I touched on this in something that I wrote is that nobody's self-made. Oh. Everybody's like, "Oh, self-made." Right. Sorry, you're not self-made. You're only made with the support and the love and the help of others.
Yeah,
and that is so important, I think. And I always say, "Hey, if you have a dream, bring it to Fredericksburg," because if you work hard and stay at it and show a love for the people in the community, they're going to come back to you. And so I just really, I'm not surprised that you made it. I think it's phenomenal what you do. I'm glad to know more myself.
Thank you,
you know how you kind of have a vague idea of what people are doing here or there.
Sure.
But when you get down to the nitty gritty, what a cool, wonderful, like everything, you know, without naming each site, FBG.live is kind of the mothership
Umbrella.
Or the umbrella, right?
Right.
And so if they go to FBG.live, then we can find out more about the weddings, the funerals.
You know? Well, and there's another piece of the puzzle that we probably haven't touched on, I don't think yet, which is Paige more than myself, but I've done some consulting with local churches as well.
Mm. Okay.
Who obviously found themselves in the same pinch as everybody
COVID.
Else. With Sunday services and not being able to get everybody in the doors, which is was interesting because that was something that I'd had kind of been looking at prior to COVID, prior to connecting with Paige on this topic at all, was the church that I attend specifically had considered getting a bus and trying to, you know, pick up all...
Cart people in.
Yeah, which is just such a monumental task. There's so many people out in the county, 20 miles this way, 20 miles that way. You're talking about like a three-hour bus route twice a day.
Right, you have to get them to behave.
Right, yeah. That's right.
Those church folk. Got to watch that church folk.
It is a rowdy crowd. So, to me, not the most beautiful solution for the church, but the most functional one certainly is a live broadcast where people can literally in their home participate in what's happening live at a church service. And then COVID obviously blows that problem up much larger.
I don't even know how you do it all.
Well, that, there are only quite two frankly, of you? That's true of most people, right. is that most people don't know what Paige knows about how to build a system.
Okay.
Now, you could go find somebody in Austin, Houston, and further, certainly, but locally, I don't know of anybody else, at least at the time.
I don't either.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a new problem. And so there were some people that started to figure it out to some degree at that time because of need, but Paige was ahead of the curve.
Right.
For a number of reasons.
Well, that's what you have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. We got to meet lots of folks. We were able to help, I think, 7 or 8 local churches get something going for their congregation.
Build a system, large or small.
At the time, it was COVID. People didn't know if they wanted to, you know, could gather or wanted to meet together like that. But then now, since everybody's back together, it's still reaching the shut-ins.
Right.
People go on vacation and they tune back into their church families.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, on Sunday morning. And
it's
been great. And we've got to meet and greet and talk with a lot of local church folk too. It's been good.
It's amazing what you guys do. And I'm blessed to be a small part of it.
Oh, come on.
We're blessed to have you. Small part, man. Billy's Live, you're a huge part, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you basically built Informing Fredericksburg was basically your baby.
Yeah, JD's thing.
Yeah. They would not have flown without you, that's for sure.
Right.
The
host. So I have to ask, is there more to come under the umbrella? Are you hyper focused on, look at you smile. You can't see it, but I can. Yeah. So
what else is happening? What's out? Good question, Sandra.
That is a good question. I'll put it under the banner. JD put it under a while ago. Caleb and I like to upgrade.
There you go.
There's one thing that I'm grateful to be partnered with him. He and I share a desire to watch families flourish.
Okay.
So the goal, while I would love to make, you know, lots of money and never have any financial worries, that'd be great.
I won't talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
JD about spit out his drink right then.
Yeah. To the degree other families can go with us.
Right.
So the relationship with John Hext at FHS, I think, is important to bring in here. He has a program, AV program, part of the STEM program at the high school. Okay. And he has students that he works with and trains up and gets them ready. You know, these kids are in this program, and John has been great to work with to then bring those kids into Billy's Live, for example, and beyond.
Okay.
The more talented ones are now, we enjoy working with them, giving them a place to work and potentially a job to have after high school. The Lord should work all that out that way. It's a little nerve-wracking because there are hiccups along the way that you got to work through. People think that they're calling to have Billy's Live do a broadcast. And so Billy's Live means FHS. Okay, I'll call FHS. Well, then John gets a call to have him help with a broadcast for something that has nothing to do with FHS. Right. And they think they're calling Billy's Live, but they're not. And so, you know, it kind of creates some confusion. But it's been a blessing to partner with them, be in a relationship with them. Some of them want to continue to go on and do this. We have to
continue training and educating them in the world of IT and camera work, which I mean, who knows? I did not do broadcasting in school, but it's hands-on, tangible work that I think will be so invaluable for those kids that do want to go study things like broadcasting in school.
Absolutely.
Instead of just the intellectual, how do you do this? It's like, how did I do that?
Right.
And how do I rebuild? You know, so, you know, there's just that practical, if you've done something and then go study it, it's so much
hands
more.
Hands on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I used to be my DJs. All right, here's your turntable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, I'm old.
A what? A turntable? Y'all used to turn
here's
the tables?
CD player. Here's your mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Right.
Well,
if you have any, if you need anything, call me.
Right.
Right. Oh, sure.
So, I mean, hands on.
Yes. Well, yeah. I used to think about that. I studied mechanical engineering for my undergrad work and thinking, man, if I had done half of this before I studied it, it would have been so much easier and better to study. And so providing that opportunity is clutch, because there's not, especially in a small community like Fredericksburg, but even in larger ones, not just a plethora of opportunities.
Right. Especially in this realm.
Yes. To do broadcasting work.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. That's very, and you know, I think there are a lot of ways we get paid, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Like to be a gazillionaire and, you know, everybody would love to just get
or just a thousandaire. I'd settle for just being a thousandaire.
Oh, yeah, you know. I agree with Sandra.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rewards other than just money.
Right. Yeah. So that's really cool that you're doing that, too.
Fourth of July Parade. We've got listeners in how many countries now? So
21 countries and goodness, 499 y'all. Cities.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say you are.
Yeah, Dooley's got almost 1,000 downloads. So.
Wow. Man,
that was a terrific broadcast.
Tim Dooley was terrific. Wasn't Tim fantastic?
Well, of course.
We had so much fun.
But thank you guys for doing that. That was a blessing to our community. I know this part of the community, at least, this guy sitting here. But that was a terrific show. I learned a lot about Dooley's, but also just about our community in general.
Well, that's because I did the questions prior to...
Oh, is that right? Yeah, you did your homework?
You know, no, really, that morning I was like, so this is how... This is so funny, like you compare yourself to somebody, but somebody who does this for a living, right? You're like, so this is how they feel. Yeah. Like, I honestly felt like somebody just, you know, all the way there, I was like, you almost had to bring the steering wheel in with me to the podcast, you know, because I couldn't, like, go. Mm. I was so tense. And yeah,
was I tense?
No.
Okay, I'm just wondering. You know, I might have been.
You accused me of shoplifting on that show. I'm not.
I forgot about
I'm
that.
I'm almost over that.
I was going to say, clearly she's forgot about it too.
There's more to come on that one. But, you know, it was such, once you get talking with Tim.
Yeah.
And once you know, and I can't tell you how many people, like I went through Chase Bank and Lytle was like, I listened to that twice. Yep. I got my husband to listen to it, you know, and that makes me so happy.
Yep, you got it. There's your paycheck right there. You hit the word. Where is my joy found?
Right.
And you can't put a dollar amount on that.
Right.
You know, I mean, it makes you feel like you're $100.
Right. Well, let's break some records on this 4th of July parade. Go to fbg.live.
Right. I'm already picking out JD's outfit, so it's going to be.
Ooh. Thank God somebody is.
I'm stoked. But, so anyway, fbg.live, 4th of July Parade, if you're not going to be in town.
Yeah, watch it.
We invite you to watch.
Yeah, I think we'll have it on FBG Live's YouTube channel. We probably are going to have our first Facebook stream at the same time. How about that? Yeah, we may have it in some other locations that others of you may be more familiar with, too. We'll see how that all pans out.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Gentlemen, the floor is yours. Is there anything you want to add before we wrap things up here? Anything you want to, any messages you want to get out about FBG.live or any of your channels?
So my kids have put in tremendous amount of volunteer hours behind cameras, sacrificing time with Elisa and the younger kids in particular.
Right.
But the older kids have been, back before there were any sponsors, any paychecks, anything, you know, my older kids were on a camera or running fiber. They're still to this day. Graduation, it was almost 1 a.m. when we finally finished putting up the last reels of fiber back in the trailer. So, you know, I just want to thank God for my family and my brother's family over here to my left, too. So.
Hey, it's been a pleasure to come this far. The idea of entrepreneurial ventures has always been interesting to me from young. And early on, it's funny, I've said this, I think I said this to Paige at least twice, maybe three times, and was never sure how seriously he took me. But I was like, look, Paige, I know the statistics on the success of entrepreneurial ventures. Like, what are the odds that this is still around in 2 years, in 5 years? It's really small. And business partnerships within entrepreneurial ventures have maybe those relationships have an even smaller success rate.
I agree.
And so
I'm like,
it's hard. It's hard though, JD. And this was something I said up front, and I was just saying to Paige, like, hey, I know this is a thing, and I care about our relationship, and so I just want to get that on the table, kind of presuming dark days will come in what was already dark days for both of us at the time, And it got even messier than I would have ever expected, you know, with COVID coming on. And, of course, things are just never easy. Like some of those things about that football broadcast, and there's so many other broadcasts that we haven't talked about. That, I mean, there was a moment one time that we were doing a music one where Paige was in the back and
you were
I was
singing?
On the camera. No, thank God. No. That was the only thing we weren't doing, probably.
Yeah.
But I think I might have been either close to or crying while I was listening to Paige in my headphones, just going like, this is falling apart. We're shutting the doors tomorrow. We're never going to do this again. Yeah. We're selling all the equipment and never touching this again.
Garage sale, my house.
That's right. That's right. Which was where all the equipment was being stored at the time, yeah, in my garage.
That's right.
So easy, just throw open the door and be like, free stuff. But the fact that this, here we are,
yeah,
and the right. doors are still open, and you know, nobody's a gazillionaire, but I am really proud of what I will say Paige has carried probably the brunt of technologically, at least, if nothing else, that this still exists.
Well,
PrettySport.live still exists.
Well, right, but in any partnership, right, I love it when people go, oh, it's 50-50. Liar.
Yeah, none of it's
you
true.
You know,
right.
It can be 10-90. Right.
100-100. It feels like 100-100 right. a lot.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why it's so important. You say it's smaller and smaller the more people you have. But, you know, in a way, it's more stable, too.
And I'm not saying this in an arrogant way. I'm not sure that there's three other people or any other group of people that maybe could have pulled that off the way we did. Yeah. What I'm saying is all the pieces of that puzzle,
yeah.
like,
right.
like Caleb says, came together. We right, all right. bring something to
and
the table.
Right. Honestly, for I would that. Say, well, we were obviously ahead of the curve because especially the coming fall when football came up, mm-hmm. there was obviously a bunch of programs and a bunch of schools that were trying to produce what we had already been doing really quickly because they were like, hey, we've got to show some football.
Right.
And so there was a lot of an iPad connected to a radio station showing a football game that we could tune into from some other school and say, man, we're, you know, 2 years down the road from these guys. And a lot of, because A, you've already gotten Kamen and King, this great team of guys for football, and Paige has already been working on the broadcasting end. And then all of a sudden, you know, you slowly put these pieces together and say,
yeah.
we might have one of the best high school football broadcasting teams in the state.
Right.
Come COVID, you know, football, fall 2020.
And really leading the way for this type of a YouTube channel across Texas. I mean, a yes. lot of schools are following Billy's life. You've had people call you.
Yeah, ask about ask how do we do this? Yeah.
How you're doing it. So that's always a big compliment.
Indeed. Yeah, I think there's, we can't, I don't want to over theologize this, but we can't leave the, so while we're not even aware of what's going on, right, the Lord's got stuff he's doing with JD, stuff he's doing with Caleb, stuff he's doing with Billy's Live for with Paige, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden these three pieces get together and you know, oh, we're brilliant. No,
right.
I mean, yeah.
Certainly
I mean,
I'm
just yeah. thinking clearly there's more at stake here. Like yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lose the pastorate at South Church right. and I'm not a chance. I would never want to have gone through that. But at the same time, you look back and you say, ah, you can see where the Lord is. Okay, we're gonna do this in the community, and this is how we're going to pull this off. And you just sit and watch here, Paige. I've got some things going, and you know, I that's the piece that if you're asking me, is there anything I'd like to add? It's just, yeah, there's much more going on here, and I'm grateful for it, and it could all come, you know, he could divert plans tomorrow, and this could all come
right.
to a stop,
indeed.
And get too big for my britches and our britches, you know, or whatever.
Well, we're not. Just the fact that, like, that's why I said that. I think I'm trying to say the same thing that what you're saying now is that I'm so proud that it has culminated in this now. I think it's not the end. I think that there's still more of the hill to climb in
right.
a good way and
right.
a tough way probably as well. But if it all did disappear, I would say, man, that was an achievement.
Yeah, yeah. No quinky dinks.
Yeah.
You know,
no quinky dinks.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, so because I just read something and it said, if, you know, at the beginning of your journey, like when you're old enough to understand it, but if you were whatever 20 years old and now however old you are, if you had seen everything you had to go through to get there, you wouldn't sign up.
No, sure. thanks.
Right?
No,
yeah.
thanks.
Yeah.
Right? Please.
I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, but here we are.
Right.
Here we are, despite all those things and hardships that we all have and traumas.
Crossroads.
And crossroads and things. So it's obvious to me the mutual respect that you all have for each other. So I guess I'm not surprised being the new person at the table. And just really, you know, hats off to all of you. That's wonderful.
And thanks for putting that into perspective. All the glory to God. Always.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
No matter what we do. And that's a great way to end this podcast here. The Fredericksburg, Texas podcast, J.D. Rose.
And Sandra Phoenix.
I want to thank Paige Findlay and Caleb Dale. FBG.live. Don't forget about that 4th of July parade. That's going to be when?
On
Fourth of July.
I almost answered you, you stupid.
What day is that on? What's the date? Stop. It's going to be the 4th of July, 10 a.m. Right. So if you can't make it, if you're not going to be in Fredericksburg, tune in.
Tune in.
Thank you for joining J.D. Rose and I as we go out and meet the people who make our Texas Hill Country community a great place to visit and to live in.
Hopefully you've laughed a little, learned something new, and discovered somewhere you might not have found on your own in Fredericksburg, Texas, and the surrounding small Texas towns.
We know we've enjoyed introducing you to the most interesting people and phenomenal places we could find, and we thank you again for stopping by.
Sandra and I are already looking forward to our next adventure with you.